Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Recreational Director with the Knoxville Recreation Center, Brandon Nemers, about upcoming events at the Knoxville Recreation Center. First off, Brandon, we got a lot of things coming up here really soon, actually. End of May is a busy time of year with the schools getting out, summer's coming up. Take us through this coming weekend. You got Blast Ball sign-ups, the registration for that. What exactly is Blast Ball and the deadline for that?
Well, Blast Ball is kind of a spin-off of T-Ball. It's for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds. We've got a registration deadline of Sunday, May 21st at 5 p.m. We'll hold that program in June on Mondays and Wednesdays at Young's Park. We teach them basically to how to hold a bat, how to field the ball, how to stay in a line and take your turn out there batting and so forth. But we only use one base. It's kind of a crazy little program there. Base honks, so that's usually the big draw. That and the snacks afterwards. But yeah, it's a great program. We actually have 53 kids as of this morning registered. So yeah, we're getting quite a few 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds out there.
Now, the end of the school year, like I mentioned before, is here in Knoxville. Their last day is June 2nd. Something else coming up on June 2nd throughout the summer is the swim team here at the Knoxville Recreation Center. If you could take us through exactly the Knoxville swim team here during the summer.
Yeah, we offer a swim team for 6 to 18-year-olds in the months of June and July. We practice Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 4 and 6 p.m., depending on the age of your child. And then we also have swim meets on Tuesdays. We'll host a couple swim meets here in July, but then we also swim, you know, everywhere from a Newton to a Marshalltown to some of the Des Moines area teams as well. So, but yeah, it's a great program. We get, you know, we'll get 60, 70 kids out for that and get them ready to do some swimming. So
in June, a big event here in Knoxville every year is the Knoxville Recreation Center's June Jog. That's coming up June 10th. I know last year you had some bad weather during that, couldn't really get it in. So take us through the June Jog. What exactly does that all entail, and what do people got to do if they want to be a part?
Well, we partner with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. We've got a great relationship with them. We put that on every year. Last year, like you said, we had some unfortunate weather and weren't able to hold the race. But we do a 2-mile and a 5K. So we start those races at the same time, and you know there's two different finish lines and so forth. But we're able to typically get 50 to 60 runners, and it's a good event. I mean, people come out. You know, most people are doing it for fun. We do hand out medals and ribbons. This year, we're doing something a little bit different. We've got a big gift bag. There's Shields gift card in there. There's just a lot of athletic gear and things like that. That will be drawn. We'll draw for that at the end of the event. So you actually must be present to win that. So it's a pretty big deal. I mean, I believe the value is close to $250. So you know, out of 50 to 60 people, you know, that typically show, you should have a pretty good chance of winning a pretty nice prize there. Yeah, we start and finish here at the Recreation Center. To register, you can come out to the Recreation Center front desk. If you want, you can print off a form on our Facebook page as well. But we do have a t-shirt deadline coming up of the Friday before that. So, yeah, it's a great event. We try to give back to an organization each year. We've given back to Miracle Playground with this event as well. So, yeah, if you want to have a good weekend here, the Outlaws are in town that weekend, and, you know, start your morning off with a good run. So,
you know, I know when it comes to summertime, it's really busy here at the rec center, especially with the pool. Take us through, you got some swim lessons coming up. If you want to tell the Knoxville listeners about what the parents can do if they want to get their kids enrolled.
Yes, we offer 2-week sessions all summer long. Our first session starts that June 5th and runs through the 16th. So we go a Monday through Friday and then a Monday through Friday. And those are morning sessions. We have 4 different time slots, you know, everything from preschool all the way up to level 4. These are Red Cross swim lessons. Great way to get your kid, you know, safe and comfortable in the pool. We run hundreds and hundreds of kids through swim lessons all summer long. So, yeah, like I said, we've got 4 good sessions coming up this summer. That Monday, June 5th, will also be our kickoff to our open swim time. We'll have that 1-4 open swim every day in the summer, unless it's a holiday and we're closed. But, yeah, you know, come out and join us and take a dip in the pool and get some swim lessons.
Now, like I said, summer is a busy time of year. A lot of people, a lot of things going on. What do Knoxville residents, Marion County residents need to do if they want to find out any more information about the programs you have here at the Rec Center?
You can follow us on our Facebook underneath Knoxville Recreation Center. You can look on the city's website, which is knoxvilleia.gov. Click on Parks Recreation. We've got a year-long program guide out that shows everything from tennis lessons to swim team. We also have our fitness calendars on our website, pool schedules, gym schedules, membership prices. Or you can stop out and see us at 800 South Park Lane, and we'd be glad to help you guys.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your home isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.